I'd like to invite you to take a look at my tailored for you personal coaching, cultivation, and counseling services where you and I can work together one-on-one. For more information, just go to the Tailored for You tab at the top of this webpage. Hey, everybody. Coming up into the studio this morning, it dawned on me that it was 15 years ago that Southern Living at Home had its first national convention. What was to be 300 to 400 people gathered together in the Grand Ballroom at the Sheraton in Birmingham, Alabama, was actually nearly 1,200 people who came together 6 months following the launch of Southern Living at Home. And while three times the number of attendees is impressive in and of itself, what was even more impressive was that these 1,200 women spent their own hard-earned cash to come to this convention despite the major startup challenges that Southern Living at Home was facing. It was these 1,200 women that 6 months prior to the convention launched Southern Living at Home with a vigorous fury. So much so that the first year forecast of the company doing $6 million in sales was achieved nearly 60 days into the business. So with not enough inventory in the warehouse to sell from, by the beginning of month three, the business had basically ground to a halt. And it was going to take another 4 to 5 months before product could be delivered to the warehouse and selling could begin again. So the conversation quickly shifted from what an exciting opportunity we have here at Southern Living at Home from a stellar launch to the downward spiraling conversation of, I wonder if this company can really make it. So with nothing to sell, that negative conversation permeated March through July of 2001, right up until we walked through the doors of that first convention. Make no mistake, being stuck for that long period of a time would be certain death for most companies, for most people, but these were not most women. What could have turned into a crucifixion of the company through conversations of what was, in actuality, turned into a rebirth of the company by celebrating what can be. In any stuck situation in life, there is a choice from two conversations that can be made. A conscious choice that is completely, 100%, absolutely within our control. Are we going to stagnate and stymie ourselves with conversations about what is, or are we going to fill ourselves full of energy and optimism through conversations of what can be? And all of us at that first Southern Living at Home convention witnessed and participated in a miraculous 3 days simply by living in the land of what can be. Well, soon after the warehouse was full and those wonderful, spectacular, smart, savvy, sassy women went away from that convention, and from August 2001 through December 2001, sold $24 million worth of product for a total sales of $30 million that first year, a far cry from the original $6 million that was forecasted. And all of that began with a conversation about what can be. Hey, if you like today's message, I hope you'll share it. And thanks again for your continued support through listening and sharing. Be sure to leave your comments over on my Facebook page, Jerry Vitale, Platform Speaker. And never forget, you're a gift. Happy days.